Bible Fellowship Church, our Let's Talk Ministry. Thank you for just spending time in the Word of God. And so Ephesians chapter 2 is where we're going to pick it up. Sorry, Susan's not here with us. She is feeling better with her back, but she had to go to the dentist, and they found she has a tooth that's cracked, and they're trying to fix it today. And so she's over there. But appreciate your prayers and thankful for the opportunity to be together around God's Word. So Ephesians chapter 2, and so it's kind of fun just to pause in the middle of this and think about Paul's writing from prison, this letter to the church at Ephesus. And as you probably already pops into your mind, objects of wrath by nature, but just, reading it, and when you were dead in your trespasses and sin in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now is at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom he all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of our body and mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. That's what we were before the gospel. And I don't know for you, but for me, it's just encouraging to think about this is the lifestyle that used to have control over who we were, who I was before I said yes to the gospel. And we'll go on next week, but the love of, God being, rich in mercy. But just thinking about, and maybe gives us an opportunity even to be praying for, the people that we see that are making the choices that they're choosing, their trespasses, their sin. I was just been praying for the guy that decided he thought it would be best to shoot Charlie, and can't even imagine what his wife is going through, but just praying for that guy, his heart and mind, to think that it's okay to go ahead and kill someone because they don't agree with who you are or what you say. You're allowed to have your freedom of speech, but he's not allowed to have his. Just praying for that person. Also, it's really a joy for me to read Following the Prince of the Power of the Air, the spirit that now is at work in us, the son of disobedience. And I can honestly say, because of the gospel, that I don't have to walk in that. Like, I don't have to be that anymore. I am not defined by that anymore. Which then shows that, we live with the passion of your flesh, carrying out the desires of your body and minds, and we're by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. It's humbling and sobering to think about that my life was not interested in Jesus, that I was walking in total rebellion to him, but yet he was willing to go ahead and die so he could reconcile that relationship, so he could deposit something inside of me that I would no longer have to be controlled by the nature, my sin nature, that was given to me from our parents because of Adam and Eve, that doesn't have to rule and reign in who we are, or who I am, as I live on this earth today. That is just so freeing for me. That is such a joy to my heart. That doesn't mean that it's all perfect and I don't sin, but just know that I don't have to be controlled by that anymore, that I can walk in freedom. And so also important for us not to ever get over that fact. Never think that we're too good for our own good. We're all should be reminded this. This should just bring back humility to our hearts that this is who we were, but because he got involved, that's no longer who I am. Not because I'm a great person, but because the gospel is in me. And so as you celebrate this Friday, may it be a humbling thing to read these verses and know that's what it used to be, but that's not where it is now because of what Jesus is doing in my life. And so, again, thank you for joining us. Father, thank you for this opportunity to gather around your word, to be a part of a family, to look at Ephesians chapter 2, to know that we were objects of wrath, but we don't have to be that anymore because of the gospel. Why we were objects of wrath, you are still willing to give your life for us and for me. And so that may that also keep my heart humble before you. So thank you for your word, what you left for us. Continue to build and mold us. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.